Welcome to Morning Prayer for Thursday the 27th of August. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us.
That your way may be known upon earth, your saving power among all nations.
Let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you.
O let the nations rejoice and be glad, for you will judge the peoples righteously and govern the nations upon earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God, let all the peoples praise you.
Then shall the earth bring forth her increase, and God, our own God, will bless us.
God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Psalm 90.
O Lord, my God, in you I take refuge.
Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to another. Before the mountains were brought forth, or the earth and the world were formed, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn us back to dust and say, "Turn back, O children of earth," for 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday, which passes like a watch in the night. You sweep them away like a dream. They fade away suddenly like the grass. In the morning it is green and flourishes. In the evening it is dried up and withered.
O Lord, my God, in you I take refuge.
For we consume away in your displeasure. We are afraid at your wrathful indignation. You have set our misdeeds before you, and our secret sins in the light of your countenance. When you are angry, all our days are gone. Our years come to an end, like a sigh. The days of our life are 80 years and 10, or if our strength endures, even 80. Yet the sum of them is but labour and sorrow, for they soon pass away, and we are gone. Who regards the power of your wrath and your indignation like those who fear you? So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom.
O Lord, my God, in you I take refuge.
Turn again, O Lord, how long will you delay? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us with your loving kindness in the morning, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Give us gladness for the days you have afflicted us, and for the years in which we have seen adversity. Show your servants your works, and let your glory be over their children. May the gracious favour of the Lord be upon us. Prosper our handiwork. O prosper the work of our hands.
O Lord, my God, in you I take refuge.
Almighty God, our eternal refuge, teach us to live with the knowledge of our death, and to rejoice in the promise of your glory, revealed to us in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine.
Fear not, for I have redeemed you.
When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned.
I have called you by name. You are mine.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine.
A prayer of Julian of Norwich. In you, Father Almighty, we have our preservation and our bliss. In you, Christ, we have our restoring and our saving. You are our mother, brother, and saviour. In you, our Lord, the Holy Spirit, is marvellous and plenteous grace. You are our clothing. For love, you wrap us and embrace us. You are our maker, our lover, our keeper. Teach us to believe that by your grace, all shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. Amen. And a prayer by Dr. Ray Pritchard. Father, today I ask forgiveness of all the negative and harmful words I have spoken about myself. I do not want to abuse myself in such a way again. Transform my thoughts and let me understand how marvellously you made me. Change my habits so I use my tongue to speak hope and favour upon my life. In Jesus' name, Amen. As we live under the wings of the Almighty, may we dwell in God's safety. May he keep us and all those we care for in peace. May every action we carry out today be blessed and reflect God's goodness and love. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil, and keep us in eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.